You may be seated. Today's lesson from the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel have a wonderful parallel where you see the church in the Acts of the Apostles continuing the ministry of our Lord Jesus because he's risen. And because he's risen, he's working in the church. And just as he raised from the dead the man by the pool in today's gospel, so working through St. Peter, Tabitha is raised from the dead. That same risen Lord promises to be with us always, and he'll be with us at the end of our time to give us his resurrection as well. When we look at life, it has its troubles, and a lot of times things don't seem very fair in what we see. In the story from the Acts of the Apostles, we meet this Tabitha. It says, a certain disciple named Tabitha, she was full of good works and charitable deeds which she did. Now that's a wonderful statement. I'd love people to say that about me at some point in life, full of good works and charitable deeds. You think, well, then many great things will follow for her. They do, but not right away. What does it say in the next verse? And it came to pass in those days that she fell sick and she died. Sometimes when that happens, there's that big why. Why, Lord, such a good person. Why did you allow this? Why? She wasn't even old. Why, Lord? But the end of the story, she hears those words, Tabitha, arise, and she's risen. The man in the gospel, again, you think of life with its troubles. It says, one man was there who had been ill for 38 years. Wow, 38 years lying by this pool, invalid. So much so that he couldn't even crawl into the pool when the angel at seasons would descend and the pool would become a water for healing. But he couldn't get there. 38 years he lay sick and probably frustrated that he could not get in the water. Again, the big question, why? Why, Lord, do people live in such conditions? But that's not the last word in the story. Our Lord sees him. He goes to him and he said, rise, rise, take up your pallet and walk. Rise. And he did. He was risen. I can't help but think of the gospel that is appointed in a funeral service in our Orthodox Church. It's from the Gospel of John, chapter 5. Truly, truly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he's granted the Son also to have life in himself. And that's the life that he gives to us. What great encouragement, what great, sure, and certain hope as we go through our lives of what will ultimately be our destiny. It's not just troubles, it's not just sickness, not just death. Along with, we pray, a lot of joyful things to be very thankful for in our lives. But we have our Lord at the end of our life. We had a baptism today. It's a wonderful joy to baptize little Tobin Thomas. And here he is, not yet a year old, a lot of life ahead of him. You wonder what will happen with little Tobin Thomas. I don't know. We pray there are many joyful things, but we can also imagine, and as he lives his life, there will be disappointing things. There will be troubling things. But just as the Lord is there today for him at his baptism, at the beginning, he will be there at the end, whatever that end is, like he is in this wonderful story, as he stays close to the Lord in his life, who's the Lord who's united himself with him today. Then he'll hear those words, "Tobin, arise, arise." That's what the Lord holds out for all of us, and that's the good news of the resurrection and of what we continue to celebrate in this Pascha season. We have in our church at times when we talk about troubles, we have in our church and in our life together people that we see that may be going through difficult times, people we love. I think of the words of that paralytic as Jesus approached him and began the conversation with him. The paralytic said, "Sir," notice how polite he is to the Lord. He's not embittered. "Sir," even after all of that, still, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is troubled. I have no man." That's a really sad statement in and of itself. But it also is a calling to us who are the body of Christ. I said the church works as Christ worked. So here we are in the church. As the Lord was there for that man, God help us to be there for one another, so that people that are part of our parish family, that we can be there for them, do our best for them. I have no man, but if you're a member of Christ's body, the church, you have a man, and you have sisters in Christ. Be there. Be that as best as you can for one another. One of our dear, more senior members, Larry Lofquist, he's went to the hospital and now he's in rehab. And so we pray for his recovery. But as I was taking Larry to the hospital, Larry doesn't have any close family. He said to me, "Father David, the church is my family." Isn't that a wonderful statement? And I said, "Indeed, Larry, we will be that for you. We pray that we'll be a good family to you." So people that have no other family, you have a church family. You have a man. You have a woman. You have brothers. You have sisters. There's at times new people that come that we don't know as well. And we try to get to know. And by God's grace, maybe we don't know them as well as we know people like Larry. But we will do our best to try to get to know them too, find out about them, help as much as we can. We won't always do it perfectly. Like the story in the gospel, there are seasons and maybe some times of waiting, and we can't always succeed, but we don't just abandon people as a Christian family. I know when I hear those words, "I have no man," I was also thinking about, it was in the news this last week, the Surgeon General talking about loneliness. And loneliness, as he described it, he said it's an epidemic in our country. Dangerous. He said it's as dangerous as smoking 16 cigarettes a day. Think about that. And nearly 50% of all Americans, he thought, have been afflicted. And he said himself, too, he had battled that. And he said, as a result of it, I've neglected my family, my friends, thinking it was too hard to focus on work and focus on family and friends. He sees that also part of that inner loneliness. I have no man. Sometimes we have to acknowledge our weakness. We have to open ourselves up to one another and then begin to see how in the body of Christ, people can be there and we can help each other with that loneliness, that none of us will stay in that sad condition because we have our Lord Jesus in his church working through his body. We face in our church a time of transition, my final months as your pastor, and then Father Raphael will be here to become the official pastor September 1st. Some of us met him and greeted him this last Wednesday, probably many of you that were here. And it was a joy for Linda and I to have Father and Horia in our home these last few days. And I can tell you I look forward to the days ahead for St. Luke Church and for serving in support of Father Raphael, doing everything I can to help him and support him as the new pastor. I pray none of you feel, though, scattered, or you'll resist any temptation to feel scattered. Give him that opportunity to serve here just as you've allowed me to serve. We may, as all of us priests, we don't always do it perfectly. And I'm thinking of Hebrews chapter 7. It says, first of us priests that are in the flesh, the law appoints men in their weakness as high priest, in their weakness. But then it goes on to say that the Lord is our great high priest. We offer as human priests sins, sacrifices for and confession for our own sins, it says in Hebrews, as well as those of the people. But Jesus, our great high priest, offered himself once for all. So be patient with us priests. Be patient with one another as you say, serve and try to be that man for other people. We may not always do it well. Sometimes by God's grace we do, but we all have our weakness. But the Lord is present and working. And even when we at times experience difficulties, know the Lord will never disappoint us. He's always there for us as our great high priest to strengthen us, to meet us in our time of need, and certainly will be there at the very end for all of us. That is wonderful good news that we are reassured about in today's holy lessons. Take it to heart, be encouraged, lift up your hearts, and then receive again afresh the Lord in Holy Communion, which we will do today, and that same risen Lord. He's in us now, he's amongst us, and he will be with us to that very end with those wonderful words, arise. Christ is risen.